Hi, Leonard.
Yeah.
Hi, Leonard. My name is Jaden. I'm calling on a recorded line. This is in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit. I just wanted to follow up with you and see how you're doing.
Yeah, I'm all right.
That's great to hear. If I may ask, was it you that used hair relaxer or was it someone in your family?
My wife.
I understand. And after using hair relaxer, do you know how she was affected?
You end up with cancer.
I'm very, very sorry about that, sir. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line for our attorney group. Do you know exactly what type of cancer she was diagnosed with?
That intermediate, the endometrial, whatever it's called.
Endometrial cancer.
Yeah, and bone cancer.
Endometrial and bone cancer. Do you
Yeah.
know what state she was diagnosed in?
Georgia.
Georgia. And then, do you know what year she was diagnosed?
2000, last year, 23.
2023. Okay, got you. And do you guys already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
He did, but she don't pass. She
Oh my
passed
gosh.
in April.
I'm so sorry, sir. So she did unfortunately pass away, you said?
Yeah.
I'm really, really sorry about that, sir. If and you did say that you were already being represented, so you did already have someone taking care of this.
I ain't hear nothing else from yeah.
Do you remember when the last time you heard from them was?
No, I think maybe before she passed, like May, no, February.
Sometime in February. Do you know what they told you in February?
No, I don't.
Do you
But she
remember the
passed.
name of the...
No, I don't remember.
Okay. I mean, so you heard from them, was the last time you heard from them was in February of 2024 or 23?
23. No, 20, I think 24.
So this year or last year?
This year.
Okay, so this year, so you heard from them this year, and then a few months later, unfortunately, your wife did pass away.
Yeah, she passed in April the 7th.
April. I'm very, very sorry about that, sir. And I know this is very recent, so thank you for your speaking about this. And you haven't heard from them since February, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I will say, if she was affected by endometrial cancer and she was using hair relaxer pretty recently, we would be able to represent her. But if she was already in contract with someone, that's good because someone's already working your case. Is there any
Yeah.
way we can look through some old emails, find out the name of the law firm, and then reach out to them just to see if they're still working the case? If not, we'll sign you up today. But we would just have to confirm you're not already in contract with another attorney group. Do you have like a, is there emails we can look through, or is there something like some old information we can find the name of the law firm and then reach out to them?
I don't even remember what our email was.
I get that. Have you gotten anything in the mail at all, or has there been like anything at all like that would
No.
have sent?
No.
Nobody has like sent any type of, has anyone
No.
called or?
No.
Okay. And you're sure that she did previously have an attorney group earlier this year?
I think so, because I has told about one. I don't know what the name was. I
Did
don't
she
know
say
if she.
that? Go on.
I don't know if she followed through or not, because she was, being in a lot of pain and stuff.
I'm very, very sorry, sir. Do you remember, if I may ask, do you remember when the last time she used hair relaxer was?
Last in 23.
2023. Okay. I mean, I feel like we could just move. Are you sure? So the last time you heard from this attorney group, what did they say to you? Do you remember? Because I would just move forward today, but I just want to know what they told you or.
No, I don't know. talk to her, you know.
Like, is there any idea of like what they would have said, or like how many times have you heard about this group?
Once I did once. I don't know what it'll do.
And what did you hear about them? Like, what did they tell you that was?
They can do the case for 60-40 or something like that, he had told me.
Okay. And did she ever, do you know if she signed on with them or anything? Or she was like thinking about it?
I don't really know, 'cause I be working all the time. You know, I be working all the time.
Okay. So you don't know if she ever signed that she, they just said 60-40 and then she said maybe or she said okay or.
No, I don't know what she said. I can't say what she said. I don't know, 'cause I won't, you know.
And that, all right. And that was her first time hearing from them?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to start the intake process. If you feel like you remember anything, just let me know. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair-Relaxer lawsuit on behalf of your wife?
Yeah.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Perfect. And are you willing, again, this part is just, to the best of your knowledge, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or
Yeah.
signed documents with another law firm?
Yeah.
Okay. And your loved one has used the hair relaxer chemicals within the last 20 years, correct?
Yes.
And what type of cancer was she diagnosed with after using hair relaxer?
That endometrial. Yeah, she
Endo.
was diagnosed with that. Then she went and had surgery and stuff. Then she run a bit. Then that about a month later, her leg was hurt. She went back and went back to the doctor, and they told her, you know, she had bone cancer, and they gave her like 30 days. They gave her like 30 days to live.
Oh
I
my
guess
gosh.
she died within, I think, a little over 30 days.
That's terrible, sir. So the initial diagnosis was endometrial, and then soon after it was a type of bone cancer.
Yes.
Okay. And again, thank you so much for confirming. We're going to be filing this claim. You are the spouse, correct?
Yes.
And unfortunately, she has passed away.
Yes. Passed
And the
April 7th,
April the 7th.
24, yeah.
Okay, then just one second. And then I just have to, for the recorded line, what was the, or so was the date of death within the last 10 years?
Yes.
Perfect.
It
And
was
then,
about 7 months, a little over 7 months ago.
again, thank you so much for confirming. Do you have the authority to sign on behalf of your wife?
Yes.
Got you. And has the estate been opened?
We don't have a, we will rent the house.
No worries at all. And then I just have to ask for medical. What year was she diagnosed with cancer?
23.
And then do you know the date to the best of your knowledge?
I think around about May, something like that. May.
I'll put May of 2023.
Yeah.
And
I
what
don't
was
know
her?
exactly.
Go
Huh?
on. Oh no, what were you saying?
I said, I don't know exactly the date.
No worries. I'll put May of 2023. Again, our attorneys would be able to confirm this through our medical records or through the medical records that we pull. Do you know what age she was at when she was diagnosed?
63.
63. About 63 when she was diagnosed.
Yeah.
And do you know the name of the diagnosing doctor?
You know, I think Dr. Woods out in Fayetteville. Yeah, Dr. Woods, I think. Doctor.
And then what was the address that he was out of? Or do you know the name of the hospital? I'm sorry.
Think it was Fayetteville.
How did you spell it? Oh, Fairville? Fair.
F F Fayetteville. It's out in Fayetteville, Georgia.
And then do you know, so just one second. Fayetteville, Fayetteville.
Yes.
And then do you know the name of the hospital?
I think it's Fayetteville. Something is Fayetteville. I don't know exactly, but
Sorry.
it's Fayetteville.
We do have to confirm the name of the hospital with you, so just.
It was a cancer. It's always.
Is Fayetteville, is that a, that's a city, correct?
Yeah.
Is it Fayetteville, is it just Fayetteville Hospital?
I think so. I don't know exactly the name, but I know where it's at. It's in Fayetteville, right off Highway 54.
And then what was the address? Highway 54?
Yeah, South Highway 54.
Piedmont,
Piedmont, Fayetteville, yeah.
Piedmont. And that's
Yeah.
1255 Highway 54 West Fayetteville, Georgia 30214.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to put this down and then I'm going to try to look up the name or yeah, the name of the doctor, but the phone number I have is 770-719-7000.
Look at Dr. Wood.
Dr. Wood.
Woods, Woods.
Dr. Brian Woods. So I have Dr. Brian Woods. Does that sound correct? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you can still hear me?
Yeah.
The doctor I have was Brian Woods out of
No, it was a female.
Oh, is it a female?
Yeah. You know what? It might have been a male because I know it was. He had a male and a female. I think it Woods might have been a male,
There's
but I
Rachel
don't know.
Woods, Claudine Woods.
I don't know.
I can just put Dr. Woods.
Yeah.
All right. I have the address for the, hold on. The Piedmont or Piedmont Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the state that she was diagnosed in was
Georgia.
Georgia, and she was diagnosed in 2023.
Yes.
Thank you for confirming. Again, I'm very, very sorry about this. And were you ever, did you ever, do you currently live or were diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay. And did she use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
On average, just to the best of your knowledge, how many times per year did she, would you say that she used hair relaxer? So like, 20, 30, 40.
No, yeah, because she needs to have them right on the regular.
What would you say? So like 20 or 30? Okay,
Yes.
it's about 30 times. And what, was she was diagnosed at the Piedmont Fayetteville facility, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then just one second. So she was diagnosed and treated there. And thank you for confirming. Just one second. And are you and her both residents of the United States?
Yes.
And then can I have the injured party's date of birth? So your wife's date of birth?
12/12/1959.
I'm just going to confirm. I have 12/12/1969.
59, 59.
59. 59, and that of 12/12/1959.
Yeah.
And was she ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And do you, if I may ask, do you know if any of your other friends, family, or loved ones have also used hair relaxer and had a similar experience?
No.
No worries. And how old was your wife when she first started using hair relaxer, just to the best of your knowledge?
About about 17, 18.
Gotcha. And what state did she use hair relaxer in? Was it only Georgia?
Florida.
Florida. Just one second. And when did she start using hair relaxer? Like, to the best of your knowledge, what year?
Probably 1976.
1976. And then what year did she stop using hair relaxer? Was it 2023?
Yes.
Thank you for confirming, and very, very sorry. How often did she use the products? Was it weekly, monthly, four times per year, less?
Probably monthly.
Monthly. And how many consecutive years has she sprayed hair or used hair relaxer for?
About 12 or 13. No, 20 or 30.
Oh, 12 or 30. Got you. So sorry about that, and thank you for confirming. Did she ever receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Both. And then do you know the address, or do you know where she purchased the product from?
Like a beauty supply store.
It's okay if not. Do you know where the... where the hair relaxer or like the salon name would purchase? Or do you know the name of the salon?
No.
No worries. And do you currently use hair relaxer products? No, I'm so sorry. You or do you know anyone else that does? You said no earlier, correct?
No.
Perfect. And do you have any receipts or empty bottles at home?
No.
And which brand name of the product did you use? Was it Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulator, Soft and Beautiful? Dark and Lovely. And then what time frame did you use the product? Or do you know how long she was using Dark and Lovely for? Was it like 20, 30 years? Sorry?
That's about 20, 30 years, so that's all she used, Dr. Lovely.
Got you. That was all she would use. And did your... sorry?
Oh, I didn't say that.
Okay. No worries. Did her cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after she started using product regularly or for at least 1 year?
It was way after.
Got you.
Way after. Yeah.
Perfect. We just have to confirm. And have there been periods where the hair relaxer use was stopped?
What?
Have there been periods where the hair relaxer use was like stopped, or like she stopped using it for a little bit?
Yes.
Got you. And then, do you know the dates when she would start and stop? It's okay if not.
No.
No worries. We are almost done here again. Thank you for your time. I'll put husband does not know. When did you first become aware of the link between hair relaxer and the diagnosis of endometrial cancer? So how did you first learn that? Because your wife used a product, she could have been affected by the cancer she was affected by?
In about 2023, early 23.
Gotcha.
But I was seeing the advertising they were showing on TV about the hair relaxing.
Gotcha. And then what type of treatment did she receive for the endometrial cancer?
She had... radiation and chemo.
Radiation and chemo.
And radiation and chemo. And she had surgery.
Surgery as well, you said?
Yes.
Thank you for confirming, and I'm very, very sorry about this. I have radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery. Was there any like antibiotics or anything else she was given?
It was what do you call it? Stuff with pain, what do you call it? Stuff with the pain, morphine.
Morphine. Do you remember the treatment date or when this all took place? Just if not, that's okay as well, but to the best of your knowledge.
Like in 20, in 24.
When did she start being treated? So was that in 2023?
Good. Late 23.
Late 2023, okay. And then the main injury was endometrial cancer.
Yeah.
Thank you for confirming again. I'm very, very sorry. And what pre-existing conditions, or did she have any other diet, like previous issues like diabetes, previous cancer, anything like that?
No.
No worries. Thank you for confirming. And then can you confirm her gender for me, please?
What?
Can you confirm her gender for me, please?
Agenda.
Yes, can you just confirm your wife's gender is for the attorney group?
I don't understand what you mean.
Can you confirm your wife's gender for me, please?
Female.
Perfect. And then at the time of passing, she was married.
Yes, we're
And then
married.
perfect. And then can I have the ethnicity of the injured party?
The what?
The ethnicity of the injured party.
I don't understand what you mean by it.
Like ethnicity? Like ethnicity? Do you know her height and weight at the time of diagnosis?
Like 5'11",
5'11".
like 180, about 200, about 200.
Got you. And then, do you know her? Can I have her first name, middle name, and last name?
Her first name was Betty. Betty Yvonne Lawrence Trice.
And then, what was the spelling on the last name?
Trice, TRICE, Lawrence Trice, LAWRE, Lawrence hyphen Trice.
Lawrence hyphen Trice. And then I have Betty Yvonne Lawrence Trice.
Yes.
And then how did you spell Yvonne? Was it EVONNE?
No, YVONNE.
YVONNE. Perfect. And then Betty was BETTY.
Yes.
And then YVONNE. And then LAWRENCETRICE.
Yes.
And then what, so again, this next part is just for medical purposes and HIPAA compliance. Do you have the injured party's social security?
Yes.
And then
264
264
47
47
2780.
2780. And then I'm just going to And then that was 47 and then 2780.
Yes.
And then it was the last four is 2780.
2780.
Okay, perfect. The last four is the most important. That should be all we need. And then does she have health insurance coverage?
She did have it because she got sick on her job and they terminated her and she didn't have then she got the health care marketplace one of them.
I see. And so, okay, no worries. And then, Do you know what her so date of passing I have is April 7th, 2024?
Yeah.
Thank you for confirming. I'm very, very sorry about that, sir. And then for the signer, so this would be for your information. Can I have your first, middle, and last name?
My first name is Leonard, Leonard.
Got you.
Leon, Leon.
Leon.
CRC.
Trice.
Yeah.
Perfect. And so for first, middle, and last, I have Leonard, Leonard. Middle name is Leon, Leon, and then last name is Trice, Trice.
Yeah.
And then is there a junior, senior, second, third, anything like that in your name?
No, just this.
No worries. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please, as well?
Male.
And then what was your and then your relationship to the injured party was you were her husband?
Yeah.
And then can I have your date of birth, please? This next part is for HIPAA purposes.
3/12/1962.
62. And then social, we can just have the last four of your social.
1953.
1953. And then the date of birth I have is 03/12/1962. And then last four of the social is 1953.
Yeah.
Okay. And then again, we are almost done here. I just have to confirm some final information for your for you. The email I have is leonard1962trice@it
No,
period.
I will see that LT.
Oh, dot LT at gmail.com.
Yes.
And the main phone number I have, the same number we're speaking on, is 678-399-0424.
Yes.
And then is that a home phone, mobile phone, both?
Mobile.
Mobile
Mobile.
phone. And then finally, can I have your full home address?
2343 Edland, one word, Edland.
That was ATAV. Sorry?
Edland. Edland.
H-E-T-L.
Edland. Say that again.
So it was HETLAND, or how did you spell it?
No, HEADLAND.
I'm really sorry. It keeps breaking up. So I have 2343. What was the, how did you spell the first part?
HEADLAND. One word.
Man, I don't know why I keep, okay, so the first part,
Okay, it's
A-T.
H. Eat like head, like the
HEAD, headland.
Land, yeah, LAND, Paris, CERRACE.
East Point, Georgia.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. So
Three,
sorry about
zero,
that.
three, four, four.
Perfect. I'm just going to read this back to you one more time so I know I have it correct. 2343 Headland, HEADLAND Drive, East Point, Georgia, Fulton County,
Yes.
30344. Okay. And then, do you have documentaries to support for your di of diagnosis?
Again.
Do you have any documentary support for your date of diagnosis? So anything that would tell the di the date of diagnosis?
For
Yes, sir.
date was like in March. I believe like in May 2023. I don't know exactly.
Do you have any medical records on you that would tell us that, or does the hospital
No.
have them?
No, the hospital.
No worries. And do you have documentary support to show that? Oh, so you're not next of kin, so that's okay. But you are the you do have ability to file, correct?
Yeah, I
Perfect.
got a marriage certificate.
Perfect. And do you have letters of testamentary?
A what?
A letter of testamentary?
No.
Do you have a death certificate?
Yes, I got death certificate.
Got you. And do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party, or does the hospital have them?
The hospital.
And then, For this last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent any disruptions in your case, and typically we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
No worries.
The person that you put down, do they live with you or not live with you?
No, they're my daughter. She about 3 or 4 miles from me.
Okay. And then, so that was your daughter. And then, can I just have her first name and then phone number?
Chantel. S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. Right.
Perfect. Trice. And then just a phone number I can reach her at. It can be a home phone, a direct line, just a number we can reach her at.
I can get you a cell phone.
No worries. No worries. Whatever works for you guys.
Okay. That number is 678.
678-754-2055. And then I'm just going to read this off. I have Chantel Trice, Chantelltrice, at 678-754-2055. That is your daughter, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then just 1 second. Perfect. And I'm going to send these documents over. Just give me 2 seconds, and then it should be good to go. And then we'll go through those together. Perfect. Okay. These are going to come through right now, either to text message or email, probably both. It's going to come from Jaden at Mass Tort Strategies. Just let me know as soon as you have gotten that. Yes, sir. So just let me know as soon as you, it's going to take you to a link, I think. And then as soon as you click on it, it's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. Just let me know as soon as you've clicked through that. Yes, sir. And then in the past, do you ever remember doing one of these with a previous attorney or anything like that?
No.
And do you remember your wife saying that she signed a DocuSign with anyone else?
No.
Okay. No worries. And thank you for confirming on your end. As soon as you click on it, it's going to ask you to continue or review and act on these documents. Just click through or next. And then as soon as you get to the actual documents themselves, it's going to say hair relaxer litigation. And on the top left, it's going to say start. Just click on that. And then it's going to have you draw to sign some signatures.
Okay. See. Review the document, acting on these.
Yeah. And then as soon as you click on that.
So I got to go down here and say agree and continue, right?
Yes, sir.
So. Hey, could you give me about 2 or 3 minutes? Because I'm driving, I'm going to be stopped.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time. As soon as you have them open, just let me know. I'll sit on the line, so if you do have any questions, you can just ask me immediately.
Okay.
And then just to confirm, to the best of your knowledge, the date of the diagnosis was in May of 2023?
Yeah.
But we don't know the day for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. No worries.
When they pull over.
No worries, yeah. And again, if you have any questions, just let me know. Yeah. Or if you need any assistance. And if anything on there is inaccurate, like any of your names, addresses, date of births, just let me know and I can resend the documents.
Okay. All parties of the have right.
Sorry?
You're saying all parties have completed the have right.
Perfect. I'm just going to double check everything is good on my end, and then we should be good to go. So I have this for Leonard on behalf of Betty Yvonne, Betty Levon Trice. I'm going to read off the address one more time. 2343 Headland Drive, East Point,
Headland
Georgia.
Headland Terrace.
Sorry?
Headland Terrace, not Drive.
Oh, Headland Terrace?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's going to come up as the same thing. Let me just double check. It doesn't?
Headland Drive and Headland Terrace is different.
Okay. Let me get in there. Just one second, and then I'll resend this. Just one second again. I'm just going to edit these and then I'll get these back to you. And so that was. Oh, just one second. Sorry. Just have to find the address one more time. Very, very sorry. Okay. It's Headland Terrace, T-E-R-R-A-S. T-E-R-R-A-C-E.
Yeah.
And then that's East Point, Georgia, 30344.
Yeah.
Okay. And then one more time, Leonard Leon Trice, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, L-E-O-N-T-R-I-C-E.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was Headland Terrace.
Yeah.
Just gonna make sure it perfect. Make sure it went through on all of them. Okay. I'm gonna resend these right now. Just let me know as soon as you get them. They should be coming through any second now. And then as soon as they do go through, just make sure it's correct and it's the Terrace, or it has Terrace instead of Drive.
Okay.
And then was that a new document able to go through?
Yeah.
Perfect. Just make sure, yeah, just double check to see if Terrace is still on there or if the Terrace went through. If not, I can change it again.
Yeah, it's on there.
Perfect.
Okay. That's it.
Got you. And then everything was correct on there this time, correct? Or
Yeah.
to
Yeah.
the best of you. Awesome. Just gonna double check. Leonard, Leon, Trice, 2343 Headland Terrace, East Point, Georgia, 30344 678 399 0424.
Yeah.
Date of birth is on 12/12/1959.
That's her birthday. My birthday is 3/12/62.
Oh, that's her birthday. Okay, got you. Sorry. And then let me find yours. Your date of birth is. I'm just gonna find it. I'm sorry. Three 12/1962.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, everything does look good here. I'm going to send you a text with my name and my office hours. So if you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can reach out to me.
Okay.
So far, you're good though. They should reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours.
All right.
Perfect. And then again, if you have any questions, just reach out to me through my direct line. I'll send you a text right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.